1120 KMOX St. Louis. It's 10 o'clock in Mid-America.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes.
This sudden release of energy probably was associated with the collapse of a part of the storm.
Volcanologist Martin Streck talking about Mount St. Helens in Washington State. CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman.
Based on reports from airline pilots, a large plume of steam that belched from the crater of Mount St. Helens reached a height of more than 36,000 feet. In comparison, last fall, when the volcano rumbled back to life, the largest plume of steam reached only about half that height. This latest volcanic burp has forced the National Weather Service to issue an ashfall advisory for communities in southern Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton goes under the knife on Thursday.
Former President Clinton will be undergoing a procedure this week to remove some fluid and scar tissue from his left chest cavity.
That's Dr. Herbert Pardes at New York Presbyterian Hospital, where it will be done.
You know, I felt well enough to go to Asia to try to keep up with President Bush, and we're going to go play golf tomorrow, so I'm not in too bad a shape.
In fact, President Clinton's doctors say his recovery should be quick and complete. Big explosion in Baghdad, what's believed to have been a car bomb, and volleys of small arms fire were heard near a hotel in Baghdad where foreign contractors stay. What caused it, the death toll? Not yet known. President Bush had a message for the people of Lebanon today during a speech at American Defense University.
Lebanon's future will be in your hands. The American people are on your side.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. As a way of further defending the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, President Bush cited moves toward democracy there and elsewhere in the greater Middle East. He declared the trumpet of freedom has been sounded in the region, and that trumpet, in his words, never calls retreat.
Defense cross-examination of the accuser's little brother in the Michael Jackson trial. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Jackson's lawyer so far has done an effective job of showing inconsistencies in the witness's story, not so much on the major allegations, but on the narrative itself. The point, of course, is to get jurors doubting the credibility and the accuracy of the story and maybe even the witness's motives.
If and when oil prices eventually hit new record highs, the oil industry will have us prepared for it, used to the idea.
They will continue to rise, passing our record high of 206 and probably going as high as $2.10 or maybe even $2.15 later on this spring.
Doug McIntyre, analyst at the Energy Department. A New Jersey legislative committee is recommending the famed Jersey beefsteak tomato be named the state's official vegetable. Don't tell them it's really a fruit. They know that. They are leaning on an 1887 Supreme Court decision that declared, since it's typically part of dinner, it's a vegetable, whatever the botanical fact may be. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 24 points. NASDAQ was off about 16. This is CBS News.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-354-1800. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-354-1800. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-354-1800. That's 1-866-354-1800.
Live from Mid-America's most trusted source, News Talk 1120 KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. This is the 10 o'clock report with Bill Reker, and it starts now.
We have clouds and 36 degrees downtown at the Arch, and these are the stories making news this hour. They are still counting the votes at the City Board of Elections on this primary election day. A few more precincts have now reported they have Mayor Slay leading with more than a 2-to-1 margin. Slay has 65% to Irene Smith's 31%. Bill Haas, a distant third with just 3%. So far, Slay has just over 15,000 votes to Smith's 7,000, Haas with 749. St. Louis police continue to look for the person or persons who shot a convenience store clerk to death last night. 61-year-old Ann Youngerman worked at a Speedy gas station at Broadway and Riverview, was shot by a man wearing a mask. Police believe robbery was the motive, although the man took no money. Robberies of 24-hour service stations and convenience stores are committed primarily by young men. Chris McGoey, author of the Authoritative Manual on Security Issues in Premises Liability Litigation, says almost 79% of these criminals fit a certain profile.
It'll be a male definitely under 35. In the big cities, it'll be younger than that. Usually one male will enter alone. Usually they'll produce a handgun. They'll almost always stand at the counter where the normal transaction occurs.
FBI reports show robberies of 24-hour convenience stores have increased 19% in the last 5 years. 1 week after three bodies were discovered in a Belleville beauty salon, the mayor is predicting the crime will be solved.
This is Kevin Killeen. Belleville police have refused to comment on the investigation since Thursday, the day after the killings. That leaves Mayor Mark Eckert to relate what he's heard from the chief of police.
We still feel like that the crime was probably directed certainly to the male victim. And that, that people or persons came over to Belleville specifically, probably targeting that individual.
Eckert says Police Chief Terry Delaney told him the investigation is making great progress. The mayor spoke as he announced the city is offering a $20,000 minimum reward to help solve the case. Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
A bill that would give a free college education to relatives of deceased or severely disabled soldiers has passed in the Missouri House. The state would pay for tuition, books, room, board for both the children and the spouses of soldiers killed or suffering 80% disability. A local heart surgeon says former President Clinton's upcoming surgery to remove scar tissue following his quadruple bypass last year is rare. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer reports.
In my own practice, I haven't had this done at all in any of my patients over the last 4 years, I can say.
Dr. Nader Mozami is a heart surgeon at Barnes Jewish Hospital. Nationally, about 1% of bypass patients experience fluid buildup and scar tissue problems serious enough to warrant additional surgery.
It's common to have fluid buildup, and the fluid buildup can generally be treated in a more conservative fashion. But to require additional operation for this decortication procedure is very rare, and I think 1% is probably a reasonable estimate.
Recovery time is usually 3 to 10 days in the hospital. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Sports and weather up next. KMOX News time is 10:07.
The last season at Busch Stadium is the perfect time to reminisce about everything that's happened here.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
Swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks.
But as we do, let's also remember the best way to pay tribute to Busch.
Albert Pujols just touched one off.
Is with exactly zero moments of silence. After all, with the defending National League champions taking on more top rivals, 2005 will be one of the loudest farewell parties ever.
That's a winner.
Celebrate history this year with a group of friends, family, or coworkers. Group tickets for 25 or more fans are a great way to catch some of our most popular games. Order yours today at 425-0600 and get ready for what's sure to be a monumental goodbye.
Listen to Cardinal Nation.
Will the weather keep your kids home from school? Stay tuned to KMOX's Total Information AM for the latest school closings.
Or log on to KMOX.com.
School closing information from the trusted voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
KMOX Sports, Cardinals over Washington 9-7 in spring training action today. Former Cardinal slugger Mark McGuire has turned down an invitation to testify before Congress about steroids. McGuire, Jose Canseco, and Jason Giambi are among seven current and former baseball stars that a congressional committee plans to subpoena. A spokesman for Congressman Tom Davis says the House Government Reform Committee is prepared to subpoena players and officials who turned down invitations to attend a March 17th hearing on steroid policy. Kurt Warner signed a one-year, $4 million contract with the Arizona Cardinals today. Warner says he sees the Cardinals as an opportunity. He said the potential is in Arizona, just as it was with the Rams when they were 4-12. Arizona coach Dennis Green denied that Warner was brought in to replace incumbent Josh McGowan, but then made it sound as if it was a foregone conclusion. KMOX News Time, 1010. We'll check weather up next.
Hi, this is Doug McKelvin, and KMOX reminds you to support our Voice of Caring partner for the month of March, First Robotics. First Robotics motivates young people to pursue opportunities in science, technology, and engineering and have fun at the same time. The key to FIRST's success is the work of over 14,000 volunteer mentors, professional engineers, teachers, and even radio announcers working with youth across the country. For more information or to find out how you can help, visit usfirst.org. Brought to you by the Caring Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
KMOX reminds you to start training now for the Spirit of St. Louis Marathon and Family Fitness Weekend, April 9th and 10th. For details, you can log on to stlewismarathon.com. And the KMOX forecast from the Weather Channel, meteorologist Sally Russell.
Clouds will increase through the rest of the night. Very slight chance of light snow late tonight. Temperatures into the low 20s. Could see some light morning snow or flurries mainly west of us. Temperatures in the upper 30s tomorrow. Clear to partly cloudy mid-20s tomorrow night. And we could see some early morning snow giving way to afternoon rainfall Thursday. Highs near 50. The KMOX five-day forecast. A few flurries early on Friday, then cloudy mid-40s. Chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sally Russell from the Weather Channel on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Our barometer steady 30.01, winds out of the northwest at 3 miles an hour, relative humidity at 54%. We have clouds and 36 degrees downtown at the Arch. Beginning March 14th, KMOX can be heard worldwide on KMOX.com. I'm Bill Ricker, KMOX News.
Talk 1120 KMOX. Carney here. Welcome to the program. 12 minutes after 10 o'clock, and apparently we had a mayoral race today. For some reason, you'd think something as close as this one, Nip and Tuck, Bill Haas, and Francis Slay, we'd be all over this. But apparently it's all done, and we have Mr. Francis in the big house down in the city for another four. So good for you, Mr. Mayor. I have some tickets I want to talk to him about. Restaurant Tuesday coming up tonight on the broadcast. The folks from Protzels will be joining us from Clayton at Wydown and Hanley. Also, a conversation with Mr. Joe Bonwich from the Post-Dispatch. We'll talk food with him, what's opening, what's closing, where he managed to sponge another free meal off of the private sector. Open phones later, then some Two Johns, no waiting, as John Grayson pops in. Probably drunk, his band playing. I guess they're done now, but John Grayson's amazing, colossal band playing at Pops tonight, so he'll be stumbling in here a bit later on, so we'll throw him on the radio and tease him. Also, let me see if I can do this. The world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things. I think I got it. We'll find out, because the person that owns it, created it, put it together, and brought it to our fair city. Sitting to my right, your left, if you're facing the radio, we'll visit with her in a moment on KMOX.
The people you know, talking about the things you care about.
This is Debbie Monterey. Join us for the next edition of Total Information AM. Megan Lynch has part three of her series, The Addict Next Door, how prescription drug abuse could make your prescriptions harder to get.
And in addition to that, we'll talk with Dean Kamen. He's an inventor, but he also came up with the idea for the first robotics competition that's taking place Friday and Saturday in the St. Charles Family Arena. Hi, this is Doug McKelvin. Join us for the show, Total Information AM, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Do you have the right truck? Does your truck come with 0% financing for 60 months? Chevy does. Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a 2005 Silverado half-ton crew cab. Monthly payment $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Example down payment is 10%, not available with bonus cash and some other offers. Some customers will not qualify. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/05. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Kirsty, how's the diet going?
You've heard the rumors.
She is so fat.
Now.
Do I look fat?
No.
The wait is over.
I can't stop eating.
Start with the obvious, barfing.
Kirsty Alley is coming to Showtime.
What you need is a man.
You look great to me. Just boom.
Showtime presents Fat Actress. A new original series premieres Monday, March 7th at 10, 9 central. Don't have Showtime? You can still see the premiere on the free preview weekend. Programming subject to change. Free preview available to basic subscribers and participating systems only. Restrictions may apply. Basic charges still apply.
Experience the grandeur of Pasadena's 117th annual Rose Parade with YMT Vacations and KMOX listeners. Yes, it's beautiful on TV, but it's even more spectacular in person. The brilliant colors, the fragrance of thousands of flowers, and reserved grandstand seats to one of the most fantastic parades in America. 22 bands, 14 carriages, 75 hand-decorated floats, more than 30 equestrian units. Wow! In addition to the parade, you'll get a behind-the-scenes view of Hollywood. And visit Las Vegas for more fun than should be allowed. December 30th from only $11.99 plus tax for KMOX listeners. Call 1-800-922-9000. Includes air, hotel, float preview the day before, grandstand seats at the parade, Las Vegas, and more. 1-800-922-9000. For your free brochure. Celebrate 2006 with roses. 800-922-9000. That's Your Man Tours. 1-800-922-9000.
For an in-depth view of today's news, political, social, economic, and religious, tune in to Garner Ted Armstrong every Saturday morning at 6:30 on Channel 30. What is religious about wars, earthquakes, and tsunamis? Is the Bible fact or fiction? Can you prove it? Believe it or not, you can. What is really happening in the Middle East, Europe, and America? What does God have to say about it? Tune in to Garner Ted Armstrong every Saturday morning at 6:30 on Channel 30 and gain more understanding about today's news. Is America mentioned in Bible prophecy? You'll be amazed by what you learn. That's Garner Ted Armstrong every Saturday morning at 6:30 on Channel 30. Visit their website, garnertedarmstrong.org. Remember, Garner Ted Armstrong, Saturday morning at 6:30 on Channel 30. For full details, call 314-423-3837 or visit the web at garnertedarmstrong.org. 314-423-3837. Paid for by the Intercontinental Church of God.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 30 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry.
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with the free video that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Call 1-800-500-0810 for your free video or DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-500-0810. 1-800-500-0810.
Others scratch the surface.
She digs.
Debbie Monterey reports for you on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All right, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being with us. Restaurant Tuesday coming up in just a bit. And I have to say, it was a bit confusing last night to explain to you what we were going to do on the broadcast this evening. And then, after meeting the curator and the person to put this exhibit together, which we're about to discuss, it became even more perplexing for me. Okay? It is the world's largest collection of the world's smallest version of the world's largest thing. And a trip across America underway right now in St. Louis, the city, lucky enough to be housing this thing for a brief while. The museum is on wheels. So needless to say, it doesn't sit in one place for too
terribly long. Tonight, people at the Venice Cafe have had a little treat, and they'll have a chance to see it more later once we release our guest. And then tomorrow at the Ketchup Bottle, the Brooks Ketchup Bottle in Collinsville, Illinois, you'll have your chance to see it. Erica Nelson has created and joins us in the studio. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Just dandy.
So, I don't know. I thought you'd be smaller.
See, how about you? I'm actually the world's smallest version of a world's largest person.
Oh, you could be the world's smallest curator. Have you
looked at it? Yes, I could be.
Well, except there's a lot of French people.
Yeah, they're very small.
Yeah. So
yeah, probably... and they fold up, too.
I mean, I guess everybody's got to be interested in something, but what prompted this? Did you see, like, look at Hervé Velichez on television one time and went, oh, that's so adorable. I should start collecting.
I need somebody following me around saying, the plane. He was an early hero, but not the reason to get into big, small, big things.
Yeah. But he's a small guy. This isn't about small things. This is about big things, but just smaller versions of them that you, as an artist, have created.
Yes.
Right?
It started when I was visiting the world's largest ball of twine in Cocker City, Kansas.
So that really exists. That's not just a joke when people say, hey, we want to go see the world's largest ball of twine.
Yeah, and they have multiple options, but we can get into that later. So I was at the gift shop for the world's largest ball of twine, and yes, that too exists.
Waiting in line, no doubt.
Yes, I did have somebody else with me, so I was behind them. Yes, we were waiting in line.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
And I was looking at their souvenirs, and I thought, well, I could do better than that. So I decided to start making my own souvenirs of these world's largest things that I dearly love. And the more I made, the more I thought, well, what's even more absurd than a big thing than a world's smallest version of that world's largest thing?
Well, I've had the chance, and I've always been entranced by this stuff, but the Ripley's Museum at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, and growing up there, I'd want to go like every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And there would always be, besides the human oddities of the guy with the candle in his forehead for 60 years or whatever, but they would also have miniature versions of that, or the White House built with matchsticks, people obviously very interested. Ripley was a very wealthy man, and that place is still very well attended. And as you mentioned, people in line at the gift shop for the largest ball of twine, which ought to bring things into perspective.
Absolutely.
Although I would think a smallest version of the world's largest ball of twine, couldn't you just like snip a little tiny piece of string and say, ta-da?
Yeah, that's not proportional. Mine are all proportional. So, if you're just taking normal-sized twine and wrapping it in a small ball, then really you just have a small ball of twine.
Right.
But to make a replica, if you use embroidery floss that is twine-colored and make a pretty good-sized ball of that embroidery floss, then you have a proportional version of that world's largest thing.
You're at the Ketchup Bottle tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I did see it whenever a dear friend of mine got married in Collinsville, and... it was not a great wedding, but it was a great big bottle of ketchup.
Yeah.
So that's the part I remember.
Have you seen all the things that you have made miniature replicas of?
That actually is a rule. I can't make the replica until I've seen the thing for myself.
Whose rule is this?
Well, mine, but
okay.
I'm the creator of the museum, so I do make the rules, and I haven't broken them yet.
Well, you make it sound like in order to be sanctioned by the committee. Well.
See, I do certify world's largest things. So,
do you have like a rubber stamp thing?
No, I have I have a nicely produced certificate.
That
for a officially certified, genuine world's largest thing, officially certified by the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things, traveling roadside attraction and museum curator.
And grill.
Haven't tried. Well, actually, I do roadside cooking on the motor, so it'd be more like on the motor instead of the grill.
You do. But you do all kinds of things. Barely going to scratch the surface, I have a feeling.
I'm like an iceberg.
How many items do we have?
The last count were 57 replicas, but I know I've added a couple more, but I've also retired a couple of the larger replicas because I do want them to be mighty wee, and the earlier versions weren't quite as small as the newer versions.
Right.
So as I make more, I retire the not quite so world smallest.
So when you retire them, is some stud farm somewhere that they get sent off to, or
I don't
a drawer destroy, in your dresser.
Yeah, drawer in the dresser. Actually, I think they end up on the dryer.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty big stack on the dryer at the moment.
So is this your vocation right now? This touring the world with this thing?
This is what I do.
Yeah. But I mean, you are a celebrated author of note. And a broadcast, no one's good. Well, they're not going to check. what was I reading that I was going to ask you about? Broadcast, network broadcast designer.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They let us make up our own titles. So that was the closest thing to what we were doing. I did work for a Fox station in Kansas City, Missouri for a couple years doing on-air news graphics, 3D animation and design. Right. So broadcast designer, make the pretty things that fly across the screen and annoy the little old ladies that have watched the station forever.
Every time we'll change the bumpers or something here, the music thing. So.
Yeah, we called them windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm. An instructor at a university. What did you teach?
I taught upper-level textiles. I also helped run the animation editing lab at the Fine Arts Department at the University of Kansas.
And I know you work with cities, too, and various chambers of commerce that have their mindset on developing a world's largest something.
Yes, I do.
Is that a big competitive thing between communities?
It can be. A lot of them are small rural communities that are searching for some way to bring people into their town because not a whole lot of people drive around thinking, you know, I want to visit that town of 400 people.
Right.
That's not an occurrence. But
Carhenge is there.
Yeah, exactly. If you have something odd, something unique, something interesting that you can promote and establish your identity with this world's largest thing, people will stop.
I would think there's a lot to that. Not only do you build it, it's not build it and they will come. That's Hollywood. You have to build it and let the world know that it's there and get the media to pick up on it and cover stories on it. Then people go.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot to that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of marketing, and that's also part of what I help towns out with, is identifying that unique quality in that town, capitalizing on it, and more importantly, getting the word out, getting that hook and saying, hey, it's not just that these guys have the world's largest ball of popcorn. It's that these guys are going to blow up their world's largest ball of popcorn. That's what makes it interesting.
And then put butter on it.
So. Yes, that's true. Anything's better with butter.
So is there something that you've hatched with a chamber that we'd know of and hear about, something that you're directly responsible for?
Hopefully soon. Working on a proposal for my new hometown of Lucas, Kansas. And I don't know if I want to reveal it on the air just because...
Let's not jinx it. We
don't want to do. No jinxing. I do have some wood I can knock on here, but...
Okay.
Well, there's some hatching going on.
So how many have you seen, do you know? World's largest things?
I would say over 100, less than 300.
So if there's 57 and a few retired in your collection, obviously you've seen some world's largest things that you haven't replicated. Why?
I am at least 50 behind myself. Part of it is because I need to find the right materials for the right world's largest thing. The other thing is just time-wise.
Yeah.
So I'm working diligently as fast as I can, but I don't want to give a shoddy product to my loyal viewers.
Indeed. And your viewers can see you tonight at the Venice, right? The bus. It's a big bus. It's all in a big bus.
It's all in a big bus.
That you apparently ripped off from a senior's home or something.
Yes, yes. I left them high and dry, stranded in the middle of a small town in Kansas. I stole their bus and, took it, painted it. Put little things in it.
And replaced it with a replica, only much smaller.
Yes.
Tonight will be at the Venice. Tomorrow in Collinsville, Illinois, at the Brooks Ketchup Bottle there. What time are you going to be there tomorrow?
I will be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in beautiful downtown Collinsville.
www.worldslargestthings.com, the website. Eric Nelson is with us. Quick break, a short commercial break in your honor. We'll come back in a moment on KMOX. Don't move.
The KMOX guarantee. If you're not happy with this show, you can return it and get your money back.
Did you know you could buy or refinance a $150,000 home for only $578 a month? Or how about a $175,000 home for less than $675 a month? I'm Randy Kent, owner of National Mortgage. Many of you have called about our Right Choice program and you love it. Are you paying more than 3% on your home? I'm sure you are. Refinance with our Right Choice program and lower your payments by $200 to $300 a month. Call right now and we can show you your monthly savings in a matter of minutes. Call National Mortgage Company at 314-336-2020. That's 314-336-2020. Or find us on the web at nationalmortgageonline.com. When you call National Mortgage Company, you've made the right choice.
National Mortgage Company, putting your dreams within your means.
Examples based on 80% LTV, APR 4.65. Your rate may vary.
Cardinals fans, get ready to party. It's the last opening day at Busch Stadium. KMOX and the President Casino are throwing the biggest pregame party in town. Join us Friday, April 8th for opening day at the T.R. Hughes Home Builders Fan Area. Get there early for great prize giveaways from Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, live music and interactive games. All that and the official Cardinals pep rally. Cardinals opening day at Busch Stadium is sponsored by the President Casino, Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, Fisher's Nuts, and America's Sports Voice.
Get up, baby! Get up!
KMOX.
Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster. Don't swim for 30 minutes after eating. You've heard all of these myths before. Well, here's one more. Auto dealers are too expensive and only do the big service jobs. Well, don't believe it. With the area's best-trained service pros, dealers are the experts for all your automotive needs, big stuff and little stuff. To prove it, your participating St. Louis auto dealers will beat any independent shop's advertised price on a lube, oil, and filter change, and throw in a multi-point inspection at no extra charge. Plus, you can register to win $15,000 toward the purchase of any new car or truck. With over 100 dealers in the area, there's one conveniently located near you, and most are open Saturdays, too. But hurry, this offer ends March 31st. So for all your service needs, including the area's lowest-priced oil change and the chance to register to win $15,000 to buy a new automobile, there's only one place to turn. Big stuff, little stuff. Nobody does it better than your St. Louis auto dealers. See your participating dealers for details.
Information you trust.
From people you know.
News Talk 1120. KMOX.
What is it? The 80s weekend we got going here? Well, this music is cutting edge, isn't it? This song is an all skate, by the way. Man, now I need different glasses. Don't laugh, Chris. You'll get old. 28 minutes before 11 o'clock, Carney Show on the radio. Wednesday edition, we will talk to Peter Mayer. And I'm always so stoked to talk to Peter. What a great talent. In town for the Hearts and Promises over the holidays at the Sheldon, and a little break between touring with Jimmy Buffett. He comes in this weekend for Beyond Beatles, which will be at the Orpheum Theater, formerly the American downtown. And we treated you to some of those songs last night and then last week. And I did talk to some record people about that today, and his Beatles material that he's sent to me should be out sometime next year. I just kind of got a little sampling of a studio session, but it's not at all a done deal. CrossingsConcerts.com. Crossings Concerts putting it together. If you want some tickets, I believe Ticketmaster has those. And the show is Saturday night, again, at the Orpheum Theater. So tomorrow we'll have a conversation with Peter Mayer. And always nice when he comes back. Film critic Joe Holloman will be in doing movie reviews. I think the new Bruce Willis film, Hostage, will be one of the flicks that we're going to talk about. From one form of entertainment to another, something else you can do tonight even. Down to the Venice Cafe in Soulard, or tomorrow to the Brooks Ketchup Bottle in Collinsville, Illinois. It is the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest. See, now you got me doing it that way.
Uh-huh.
World's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things. So we don't want to give it all away, and there's nothing like the real thing, but let's tell them what is there and what they will see in your traveling museum, Erica.
Well, the way it works is I travel around the country looking at world's largest things. Then make, photograph the thing, make a world's smallest version of that thing. That gets added to the traveling roadside attraction. And since I have been doing this for a fair amount of time, it is the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things, traveling roadside attraction and museum. I've traveled the U.S. so that you don't have to.
So how many, 57 things, right, on
yes.
display? How many man hours would you say you put into that?
Well, since I am a woman.
You know, I said that. I thought, no, she's not going to nitpick me on that one, is she?
I have no idea. Some of the replicas are fast and easy, down and dirty, done in an hour and a half. Other ones take a couple of days to get right. So let's average out 3 to 4 hours per.
All right, what's your Last Supper? What's your Sistine Chapel of miniature replicas?
My favorite would have to be the world's smallest version of the world's largest otter in Fergus Falls.
Otter?
Yes.
Okay.
So, little mammal.
So, the world's largest otter, are we talking taxidermy or are we talking just a statue of
an otter?
We're
talking not just a statue of an otter. We're talking a mammoth monument to the otter. There in Fergus Falls, large enough that the high school kids decided that this is the great place to make out. They'll drag picnic tables over, lean them against the otter, use it for a ladder, climb up on the otter's head, and do things you probably shouldn't do on an otter.
So they make out on the otter.
Yeah.
And so you've made a miniature replica of the
yes.
otter.
Yes, sans people on the replica.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so what else will we find?
You will find a world's smallest version of the ketchup bottle.
Already?
Yes, because I did see it many years ago.
Right.
So this is where we get the super extra bonus part of the attraction. When I get to take that world's smallest version back to the world's largest thing and take a meta photo of the real small thing with the real big thing.
Oh, but that's very cool.
Oh, yes. That's the sort of icing on the world's largest cake.
And these places that have these things, you're basically going out and promoting and getting people riled up and interested about going, not riled up, but going to see the actual otter. I would think they should supplement your efforts in some way.
I think they should, too.
How is that working out for you?
I actually do have a fair amount of members that are caretakers of World's Largest Thing. So
members?
Yes.
There, of what?
There are memberships available to World's Largest Things on different levels.
Well, so how do we get in on this?
Well, that's all also available
it's like a dream
on
come
worldslargestthings.com.
Manifesting itself right in front of me. What do we get, a little card to carry? And people
You do get an official membership card.
At an airport, they want ID. I have proper identification.
Mm-hmm.
I have the world's smallest ID card right here.
It's laminated.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Is it really, really tiny?
No, that's for the special meta members.
Oh, okay.
So the meta members do get very, very tiny ones and the large one, but the normal members do get that normal size membership card
for
and bonus premiums.
For a nominal fee, can we pet the otter?
I don't want to know what happens at the otter when
sure.
I'm not there.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
I'm appalled just thinking about it. So we got the membership card. Stop giggling. Membership card. What else do we get?
Bonus premiums at each and every level.
Like?
For example, I'm going to have to take out my own little order form here because... At the Badger level, you receive a subscription to the official newsletter, Next Exit, official membership card, email updates about upcoming tours, and a magnet featuring a world's largest thing. And it only gets better at every level above the Badger level.
Oh, tempt us no further. Okay, do a little. What else do we have?
Well, I'm just going to skip to Muskie at the $250 Muskie level.
This is the weirdest conversation I've ever had on the radio.
What, nobody's
anybody.
Ever talked to you about becoming a Muskie before? I can't believe that. You receive all of the previous bonus premiums, plus a one-of-a-kind hand-painted T-shirt custom-made by the creator of the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things.
That's
traveling
you,
roadside attraction. Yes, that is me.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I make those.
Okay. Wow. How do you put a price on that? So if we go
it's typed out there. It was pretty easy. I typed it.
Go to the website. You're not charging nearly enough. And the website is worldslargestthings.com.
Yes.
Right? And they can sign up that way.
Yes, they can.
Get a membership. Any other way? They can come by the Venice tonight or the Brooks ketchup bottle tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Get a membership and sign up.
Uh-huh. And I do sell souvenirs, so.
Souvenirs, replicas of the replicas?
If only.
You're kidding me.
No, I am kidding you. I do sell Babe Bits, which are genuine chips of paint from the original Babe the Blue Ox in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Babe Bits.
Yes. Okay. And cool. Cocker City Cuttings, which are tiny snippets of the world's from the world's largest ball of twine in Cocker City, Kansas.
Do they know that you took that?
Yes, they do. These are all non-invasive souvenir taking. So
right.
I have been authorized to acquire all of
sure.
these souvenirs that I now make available to the public.
I want to talk about some of the places that you have gone to and some of the places on your map in front of you. And you were talking about going to see the paint guy. And it's the what? World's largest paint
ball? I haven't seen it yet, but in Alexandria, Indiana, there is a man who has created the world's largest ball of paint. He started with either a softball or a baseball and started adding layers of paint and just covers it in paint periodically, layer after layer after layer after layer, until he has ended up with a very large ball of paint, which has just made it into the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's largest ball of paint.
And you go and you meet these people
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yes.
I would think some are pretty frightening individuals.
I can always leave. And that's the best part about being a mobile museum is that I can also take my museum away.
We could always just wave from the bus.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's big. Bye-bye.
But come on. There have been some pretty scary cats along the way.
The makers of them, not so scary. I haven't met any of the makers who are actually frightening. Some of the other tourists there, yeah, sometimes can get a little hairy. And that's when, yeah, you do take your mobile museum and butter on down to the next big thing.
All right. I just wondered. I really thought some of these people would be kind of frightening.
Well, see, I don't have a good comparison scale either because I study these things all the time, and my versions of normal might not match everybody else's.
What are you most excited about seeing that you haven't gotten to yet?
The one I really, really want to see at the end of the tour will be Lucy the Margate Elephant in New Jersey.
Again, another one that eludes me. Do tell.
It's a three-story pachyderm made in the late 1800s. It's an old, wonderful, beautiful site that had fallen into disrepair, but the citizens around it loved their monument so much that they organized a Friends of Lucy campaign to raise enough money to restore this amazing architectural feat.
And where is he in New Jersey?
Margate City.
And that's on the list? Places to go? Thanks.
Once I reach Delaware and start a residency there for a couple of months, I'm going to take day trips out, and that is going to be the crowning glory of the trip.
I would think that type of story is attached to a lot of these monuments where they fall in disrepair and the people come together, because I know that's what happened with the ketchup bottle too.
Yeah. The people responsible for restoring that are obsessed about preserving these monuments. And that's what ends up making the stories.
The website is worldslargestthings.com, and Erica Nelson is with us tonight. The mobile museum will be at the Venice, I guess, till they close, or?
Yeah.
Till you're asked to leave, one of the two?
Hopefully I'm asked to leave after they close, but yes.
And then tomorrow, most of the day, in Collinsville, Illinois, at the mm-hmm. Brooks Ketchup Bottle. So how much to take in the museum?
The museum is free, and always open when parked.
Why is it free? Don't you need to supplement this trip somehow?
I do get paid for speaking engagements and appearance fees whenever I'm brought in by a certain site, but I think that you need to be able to enjoy these things, and my main goal is to get people to get out and enjoy the world's largest things around them, visit these small towns with big monuments, and spend some time in these little communities that desperately need your tourism dollars.
All right, a bit more to get to. Quick timeout. First 15 minutes before 11 o'clock, Restaurant Tuesday coming up next hour. The folks from Pretzels in with us. Also, a conversation with Joe Bonwich from The Post. It's all straight ahead on KMOX.
Others scratch the surface.
He digs.
Brett Bloom reports for you on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Prescription drugs can be costly, particularly on a limited income. If you or someone you know is age 65 or older or has a disability, no matter what age, then he or she may be eligible for a drug discount card. But beware, several drug discount programs are fake, and you could give your personal information to the wrong people. To make sure you're enrolling in a legitimate program, call the Area Agency on Aging at 800-326-3221. This local nonprofit group for seniors will help you find real drug discount programs that save you the most money and still meet your medical needs. The service is free and confidential. And if you call before March 31st, you could be eligible for a $600 credit. After March, the credit amount decreases. So call now. The number is 800-326-3221. That's 800-326-3221. Let the Area Agency on Aging help you save money on your prescription drugs.
Tired of going to a casino and hearing this? Then head over to the Casino Queen Hotel and Casino so you hear this.
The looser slots just got looser.
Let me tell you about a place I know. Casino Queen is the place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it coming, baby.
Oh, 777.
Oh, come on.
The folks are friendly and they got the loosest slots. If you want to play with the limited,
only at the Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots in town and where the loosest slots just got looser.
Must be 21 to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Casino Queen is still the casino where you're most likely to win, with slots paying back over 95% every month. The Queen has been rated the loosest slots in the Midwest. Win more, play more, only at the home of the loosest, the Casino Queen Hotel and Casino.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling now and save 35% on custom-made factory direct windows and expertly installed siding. Call Dalco at 314-298-7300 and save 35%.
Do you know the real difference between you and the rich? I've discovered it's not their education, profession, or economic background. The only difference is that they build and maintain their wealth in real estate. That's right, real estate. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've created a proven system that's allowed me to make millions in real estate investments. And when I say proven, I mean that my system has helped thousands attain the level of riches they desire. Their success assures you that you too can create wealth. Plus, these techniques work in any real estate market, regardless of interest rates. Call now and I'll send you a free tape that shows the power of my proven system. You'll be buying real estate and building your own wealth in no time at all. Get your free tape by calling 1-800-700-7221 and join me in making real money. Call 1-800-700-7221. That's 1-800-700-7221.
News Talk 1120, KMOX.
Number one for the information you need.
Number one for breaking news coverage.
Number one for stimulating conversation. The Voice of St. Louis is News Talk 1120, KMOX.
Oh, look, we've come up to the 90s. Oh, welcome back. It's Carney Show, KMOX. Thanks for being with us. Restaurant Tuesday coming up. Next hour, we'll get into that, but more with Erica Nelson first, and she is the curator and creator of the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things. It's a traveling roadside attraction, and it has traveled here, right here. Worldslargestthings.com is the website, and again, Erica, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
On the program. Like, as an artist, do you also do other types of arts outside of this when you want to get away from replicas? I think replicating would be very tedious work.
that part is, but it's also thrown in with a healthy mix of taking photos and the actual just driving part.
Yeah.
But yes, when I want to get away from small, big, small things, I have an obsession with plastic food. So I do lots of art about plastic food and photos of meat.
Art of plastic food?
Yes.
I mean, like the artwork is made of plastic food?
Made of plastic food, celebrates plastic food, or just is the plastic food itself.
And there's a lot of it. I was amazed when I was in China, some of these little diners and things, the extravagant dishes they offer are all replicated in the window.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks great, but it's not real food.
Yeah, and it, when you find the worst food replicated the same way,
yeah.
I have some plastic bologna that looks just like bologna. And I love this plastic bologna, and I have no idea what to do with it because it's, what do you do with something like that?
I'm thinking get another one and you got earrings.
True, yeah.
And you wear some earrings.
Yeah.
How many earrings do you have in your right ear?
In the right ear, there's 8.
And in the left, there aren't any.
No, there's 1.
Doesn't your head tilt?
No, I was feeling asymmetrical that day.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So, pictures of meat?
Those Betty Crocker recipe cards that they produced in the late 70s, early 80s that have the super saturated photos of meat that would even make a vegetarian think, I think I want something smothered in cream sauce made out of bacon. Those sort of meat photos or food photos, I absolutely love.
You know, there's a cookbook out that just came out last year or so, and it's all those recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Put together. And it's, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek. It's like, you don't want to make this stuff, but the ham loaf.
But you do, really. You do want to just once. Maybe in secret, in the dark, in the basement, you make the Scottish eggs that are hard-boiled eggs covered in sausage, deep-fried, and uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know where you can get those here in town. Do you like those?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Growler's Pub.
Okay.
Lindbergh and 44. They make great Scottish eggs.
Oh,
and I don't know where else you can find them in town.
I'm sure some little old lady's basement, too. But, yeah.
Well, that's the
for
only
public sale.
Sanctioned by the health department.
They're probably grandfathered in because I think they might be illegal in some states.
I love those.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think we've ever talked about Scottish eggs on the show. And it has nothing to do with the world's largest collection of the world's smallest version of the world's largest thing, traveling roadside attraction. Now, it's all housed in a bus, all 57-plus replicas, membership forms, T-shirts, right? Postcards.
T-shirts, postcards, awesome. Magnets, Babe Bits, Cocker City Cuttings, and Challenger Bowl starter kits.
And also, I noticed in the newsletter, and I only have one because I'm not a member yet. But I was reading in the latest edition that the bus enhancement has a new PA system that can be heard a half mile away.
Yes, yes. Thanks to a sound engineer, I can now be my theme song can now precede me wherever I go.
I don't know a lot of people that come on the show that have their own theme song, and you're one of them.
Yes, I am blessed.
And this plays out of the PA on the bus, but also there's like a presentation too, right?
Yeah, I have a Barker routine and the theme song, which also gets broadcast on a radio frequency whenever I am not in a metropolitan area. You can pick up the Barker routine and the theme song on 103.1.
And I bet your show's probably doing better than mine.
Could be.
So
I usually have one listener.
Don't be hurtful.
I'm sorry.
And the Barker routine, which I don't imagine you have with you on tape or anything right now, would you?
No, I don't.
Really handy.
It is in the bus.
Well, it might go a little something like this then, right?
Yes.
That's the setup. So do it for me. Something.
That's right, folks. It is the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things, traveling roadside attraction and museum, filled with little tiny versions of big things from all over the U.S. I've traveled the world so that you don't have to, bringing you the best in Americana, combating Genericana. Yeah, it goes something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I'd line up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, if I heard that a half mile away, it'd scare the hell out of me, really.
Well, I think at that point you realize that's probably not an ice cream truck coming down the street, but you want to see it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and we get a chance to see it because you'll be here tonight at the Venice.
Yes.
And tomorrow, too. And we don't come inside the bus to look at it. It's for the special members, right?
There are special bonus extra attractions on the inside. So when I am at the bus, I do open up, and on the inside are displayed photos that I've taken of World's Largest Things, the archive section that has most of the background information that I've collected throughout the years, and replicas of some of the roadside attractions that aren't technically World's Largest but are still darn interesting.
Right. And most of it is viewed from the outside, though, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I would assume one would have to have a glass panel on the side of the bus.
They are viewed through the passenger side windows.
Yeah.
Since this did used to be a public transportation bus, it was blessed with many, many windows. So I've taken over one side as a signage side and the other side as window displays that do house all 57 replicas.
And this is what you drive around the country?
Yes.
Right? How many miles have you put on this thing?
I bought the truck with 16,000, and it's now resting only at about 48,000 miles.
Oh, so you're just getting started with this.
Yeah, then. This has only been within the last 3 years that the bus has officially been touring.
I was thinking you were going to say something like 45,000 miles on this, or 400,000 miles.
Not quite
on the
yet.
Bus.
A lot of the preliminary work I do in my smaller art car, which is the scout vehicle. So I will do some of the preliminary visits to set up a tour in the small vehicle, which now has close to 200,000 miles on it.
So do you pull the car with the bus?
No, they end up being separate little excursions from my home base in Lucas, Kansas.
Do you have help with this, or is this a one-woman vision?
People send in tips through the website, and also friends and family send me clippings from newspapers. When I'm in conversations with people at the traveling roadside attraction, in conversation, they'll usually say, have you seen the da-da-da-da or the other da-da-da-da? And 9 times out of 10, they'll come up with something that I haven't seen yet.
What was the most disappointing? Where you were all excited and you saw it and you thought, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, there's been a couple of those, but the most disappointing one would have to have been the World's Largest Peanut in Durant, Oklahoma. Because they had great signs all the way downtown. The big peanut that way. And just you build anticipation. Big peanut, big peanut, big peanut.
I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about it.
I get to the courthouse, and it's maybe a foot and a half wide, made out of concrete. And I'm thinking, all right, you promised me a big peanut. You've got to do better than that.
That was it, huh?
Yeah. So at that point, I decided I might need to start a sideline of debunking World's Largest Thing so that I could hand people a card when I'm sadly disappointed and say, nope, you guys really have to do better here.
Online at worldslargestthings.com, and Erica in town with the traveling roadside attraction, the world's largest collection of the world's smallest version of the world's largest things. Tonight, the Venice, tomorrow, 10 to 3 in Collinsville, Illinois. And also, when you go to the website, think about becoming a member. What do you call your members besides members?
There are badgers, Holsteins, otters, pheasants, muskies, and super special meta levels available.
Meta levels. Okay. And all a bargain. Well, it was nice to meet you, and thank you for coming in.
Good to meet you, too.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going to come out and see it, like you've run into everywhere you've gone.
Great.
But thanks for the time. And again, tonight back at the Venice, tomorrow at the Big Ketchup Bottle in Collinsville. You can't miss that. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention all runners. Join KMOX Saturday, March 12th for the 27th annual Michelob Ultra St. Patrick's Day 5-mile run. Over 6,000 runners will participate in St. Louis's largest run, beginning at 9:30 a.m. from 9th and Market. Runners, walkers, and wheelchair racers of all ages are welcome. Then at noon, stick around for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, beginning from the corner of Broadway and Market. See over 100 floats, marching bands, and more. For registration and information, call 314-231-2598 or visit KMOX.com.
Do you spend most of your night tossing and turning and very little of it sleeping? If sleepless nights are causing you to miss time with family and friends or deadlines at work, you might be one of the more than 70 million people who suffer from insomnia. People with insomnia may have trouble falling asleep, wake up several times during the night, or wake up still feeling tired. The problem gets worse as you get older. In fact, 25% of people 65 and older suffer from insomnia, yet many go undiagnosed. Insomnia not only feels frustrating, it may be harmful to your health. People who suffer from insomnia are more likely to suffer from depression and are at higher risk of heart disease. They're also at greater risk for automobile and workplace accidents. If you're experiencing these symptoms or have been diagnosed with insomnia and are 18 years of age or older, you may be eligible to take part in a research study for insomnia. To learn more about insomnia and this study, call 636-916-1900. That's 636-916-1900. Maybe you could even look forward to going to bed again.
We owe you news. We come back with Restaurant Tuesday, Joe Bonwich, next hour. It's 11 o'clock in the middle of America. This is KMOX.